What's up, everybody? This is Colt Barber with Sikkim 365. We're here after National Signing Day, and one of the premier prospects, I think one of the biggest gets in Baylor's recruiting class out of the junior college level, and junior college, high school, whatever the case, it doesn't really matter, is a huge grab for a need position in Blake Bettier out of Snow College in Utah. And Blake, man, I really appreciate you coming on with me today. I just want to visit with you a little bit, get our members on Sikkim 365 a little bit more background on you. But first off, man, how are you feeling? I know that going through your season, I know you're just named a second-team junior college All-American, so congratulations on that. But, man, from recruiting to your season, just tell me how you're feeling right now.
A lot of weight's been lifted off my shoulders, you know, signing with Baylor. Recruiting process is pretty stressful. You know, everyone's calling all the time. I got to deal with school, finals, and football. But, you know, I'm extremely excited, you know, and happy that all this came to be.
Absolutely. So looking back, I know you didn't play football in high school, but what happened that made you decide, hey, this might be for me, and what led you to Snow and walking on the team and eventually getting a scholarship?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to play football, but just wasn't able to do so financially because in Utah you have to pay for sports. So worked construction growing up and got in contact with a guy who introduced me to Garrett Bowles. He played at Snow as well, and now he's at the Broncos. So he introduced me. He trained me for a little bit, and I actually wanted to walk on at a bigger school, but he told me, you know, junior college the way, especially since, you know, I'm so fresh to the sport. And so graduated, and 3 days later, tried out for Snow team. Made it, and by the end of fall camp, I had earned a scholarship.
Man,
down here.
That's pretty amazing. That's really an interesting fact about Utah. I mean, obviously in Texas, where Baylor is, and a lot of premier high school football programs, and even in California, a little bit closer out there towards Utah. That, man, the fact that you would have to pay for playing a sport in high school is pretty remarkable. But man, that's congratulations on that. Just getting out of that situation and being able to prosper. But, getting into your recruiting process, when did your attention really start picking up? I know, like, when we first saw your name, you didn't have very many offers, and then it was you got five or six or seven right in a row, and then I even think right before signing day you might have got a few more. But what was that recruiting process like as you got finished and got through with your second year at Snow?
Yeah, so I got my first offer in about October, and by the end, before I started picking up my, like, bigger offers, I had – almost every FCS school in the nation that had offered me, which is pretty cool. But what really helped me with my recruiting is we went up against a kid who was very highly recruited, and I guess what colleges look for is they look for bounce backs, and I wasn't a bounce back.
Right.
But the defense end that I was going on my side was extremely highly recruited, and I didn't let up one sack or one pressure the entire game, and so I had a couple pancakes on him, and so everybody, that's really what got my name out there was, you know, just being everyone watching him, and then they saw me, and that's kind of what got my name out there.
I got you. So when did Baylor first reach out to you? You might not know an exact date, but what was that timeline like when they first reached out to you, and then how soon did they offer you once they started talking to you?
Yeah, so they talked to me on a Sunday. I can't remember which Sunday, but they called me. They said they were interested. I sent them my academics, and then about 45 minutes later, they called me, they offered me, and then the next day I had two coaches out here at my school.
Awesome. So that was Coach Sean Bell and Coach Joey McGuire, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what was that? I know that that obviously had to develop pretty quickly, but what was that like, them coming out there? What was that day like? Or I don't even know how long they were there visiting with you, but what was that like getting to know them so quick?
It was cool. You know, my head coach is actually pretty good friends with Coach McGuire. Okay. And so had a good connection there, and got a lot of background from my head coach. And they met with him. I met with quite a few coaches that day, about 10 or so. And they were the ones that stood out to me, you know, just McGuire's, you know, happy attitude and everything like that. And then just the knowledge that Baylor provides.
Absolutely. So, and from that point on, you got on your official visit. I think that happened pretty quick even. It might have been the next day. I know that we traded some messages, and you were already in Waco before I even realized it. But what was that official visit like? What was the thing that stood out to you the most and made you ultimately choose Baylor?
You know, just the way the coaching staff is. You know, it's a great program out there. Coach Rule, the way he turned Temple around into a dominating team, and I can definitely see that happening here. It's a winning environment. And then the players, all the players were awesome. You know, I enjoyed my host, Ty, and everything like that. And so, yeah, I went on 3 visits in 1 weekend, but I just couldn't get Baylor out of my head just from Coach DeLeon and all, like, the head coach and everything like that, all their knowledge with the O-line. So I know they'll be able to hone in on my skills as best possible.
Yeah, that was my next question for you. You got to spend some time with Coach George DeLeon. What was that like? I know he's kind of like the old man, the grandpa, whatever you want to call him, but he has so much experience with that offensive line. What was that, spending some time with him, getting to know him like, even though he might not be on the field right now, knowing that he's on the staff, what does that mean to you after you getting to know him a little bit?
It means a lot. It means he knows what he's doing. He's definitely done his research, and he knows how to definitely hone in on everyone's pros and cons, and he's done it with a lot of other NFL athletes, and so, you know, I just it's an honor to be able to play underneath him.
Absolutely, man. So this is Colt Barber with Sikkim 365, and we're here visiting with Blake Bettier out of Snow College, one of Baylor's early signing successes, one of their big grabs. It was a priority once they offered him. It became an ultimate priority. And Blake, man, I really appreciate you visiting with me. I have a couple more questions for you before I let you get off here. But when those last 3 days, when you go into that window of no more visits, I know it probably didn't get quiet for you. I imagine not. But was there a lot of schools that rushed in and decided to offer you maybe when you couldn't visit anymore? What was that window like whenever you're getting closer to your signing?
Yeah, so we got home Sunday. I had a visit Sunday, and I got home Monday. And I picked up, I think, 4 or 5 more offers from Monday through Wednesday and everything like that. But, you know, it was very, very hectic. But Tuesday I just turned my phone off, you know, thought about it, did all pros and cons of every school. And Baylor stuck out the most, so.
Absolutely. So last question I have for you, and it's kind of a two-part question, but when you look at Baylor's program and where they are and what their needs are, you fit into that pretty well, just from being able to come in and make an immediate impact. As most junior college prospects are recruited that way, but it sounds like your ability to come in there, get in there in the spring, and really make a splash. With that, and then kind of where this Baylor program is going, what do you see for that program under this current staff and kind of the direction that they have it going, and how do you see yourself fitting into that?
I really just, you know, I see an opportunity to compete. And not necessarily, I'm not going to say I'm going to go out there and start, but I know that I'm going to have a good chance to compete, earn the starting job. But with this new coaching staff and everything like that, I figure we're going to have a run for the Big 12 this next year and the year after that. And I'm excited to be a part of it and ready to go out there and dominate with them.
Was that one of the things that they told you for the 2019 season, that they're kind of getting the pieces in place to go win a Big 12 championship?
Yes, sir.
Good deal, man. Well, hey, this has been a great conversation. I'm finally glad that we got to visit with you. I know that you were extremely busy, and I don't mind at all the fact that you took your time to make your decision and not visit with us. But, man, I really hope you have a great Christmas. And whenever we get there towards the spring, I'm excited to see you in action and suited up in Waco. But, man, once again, really congratulations to you, and thank you for taking this time to visit with us.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.